Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I'm Elizabeth Benton. Okay, I have to tell you guys this sort of aha moment I had the other day. I hope that it lands for you the way that it did for me. I was driving my car. I was by myself. And I accidentally hit some button that turned on, I guess, what's called driver assist. I'd never seen it before. But essentially, what it did on my like dash, you know, where the speedometer is, it showed me a graphic of two cars. One was mine, and then it showed me the car in front of me and a certain number of seconds between us. All right. So it would say like 1.2 seconds, 1.6 seconds, and then it would go to when they got further away, like greater than 2.5 seconds, and it wouldn't expand beyond that. So you might see 1 second, 1.1, 1.4. And the interesting thing to me, obviously it's trying to make sure that you know if you're on a road, like how much time you have to stop if you needed to before you hit that car, like you're that close. And I would imagine that it was created because people follow too closely and they don't realize just how close they are to a collision. They think they have time. They assume they have time. And I was listening to this podcast months and months and months ago where somebody was confessing that they're like a terrible backseat driver. And I am the same way. My husband has never put us in a precarious situation while driving, but I'm still a very nervous passenger. I routinely grab the door handle and do all the things that annoy the heck out of me when my mom does them, because my mom is also a terrible passenger. But I thought it was really interesting as I was listening to this podcast, and this guy was saying that he's the kind of driver, if you're driving and he's a passenger, he'll say, how long do you think you have to stop if you had to stop between you and that car? And then before they could answer, he would say, not as much time as you think. And it kind of made me chuckle, because I think this is what goes on for so many of us in our journey to consistency. When we say like, yeah, we can have the cookie. Yeah, we can skip the workout. Yeah, we don't have to get up. We have time to do whatever it is later. We don't have to get up when the alarm goes off. We think we have more time than we have. And this isn't necessarily a shortness of life conversation, though that absolutely factors in here. But it's more like, you think the thing you're doing is harmless, but it's not. You're closer to a collision. You're closer to a deeply ingrained habit that's harder to change than you think you are. You think you have plenty of space. You think you have plenty of time. You think that nothing bad is going to happen when you justify this indulgence, this step off course, this excuse, this procrastination. I'll start tomorrow. I can do it tomorrow. But what you're doing is you're just digging a hole. You're closer to a collision than you think you are. And what I mean when I say collision is you're closer to a problem. You're closer to this backfiring. And I think about this, especially when it comes to food and our health. It's easy to say, oh, it's not a big deal if I have this or I have that, because we're thinking of it in terms of our weight and like, oh, it's not really, this isn't going to make a weight pile on and I can always do better tomorrow. But what you can't do is take miles off the car. You can't undo the damage that that had on your cells, on your blood sugar, on your longevity, on your hormones. That is done. And so I thought of this as I saw this little readout telling me how many seconds were between me and the car in front of me. It's because we're closer than we think we are to a collision. We keep thinking there's enough space, there's enough time, we can put it off. But really think about that visual. Reading out how close you are to a problem, how close you are to a collision, how close you are to something bad happening. You always think you have more time, enough space, it's no big deal. But I would say things happen a lot faster than you think, and you don't have as much time as you think you do. So have that be an arrow in your quiver in your pursuit of consistency. Something difficult happening, or some sort of impediment to your progress, is a lot closer than you think. Don't be so quick to put off every choice or excuse as too small to make a difference, because it's probably not. We'll see you tomorrow.